immigrants have served in the U.S. military since the Revolutionary War. But the Trump administration is making it harder for lawful permanent residents, often called green card holders, to become citizens while enlisted. From the Fronteras desk in Phoenix, KJZZ's Matthew Casey reports on a first-generation future soldier who plans to naturalize while in the U.S. Army.
In cadets!
In cadets!
Exercise! One, two, three,
one!
German Velasquez does push-ups on a hot Thursday afternoon. Velasquez used to be an undocumented immigrant. He got a green card through marriage, and last October, he decided to join the U.S. Army.
I love this country so much that I'm willing to make the ultimate sacrifice.
Around the same time Velasquez agreed to join, the U.S. Department of Defense changed two policies. The first was that background checks of green card holders have to be done before they can go to basic training. To stay in shape, Velasquez comes to future soldier training in Maryvale.
The windmill!
The windmill!
Move!
The second policy change was extending the amount of time green card holders have to serve before they can naturalize.
I wasn't aware of that one at all.
Group, attention!
The man leading today's training is Sergeant First Class Robert Hanners. He's been in the Army for almost 14 years and spent the last few recruiting in the Valley.
70% of our youth are not even eligible to serve in the Army.
The biggest disqualifiers for U.S. citizens are being overweight, not finishing high school, and having a criminal record. So recruiters must search high and low, including for qualified immigrants. Hanners met Velasquez on Facebook and thinks he may have found a career soldier and a leader.
The Army's going to recognize that, and he's going to get promoted before his peers.
Hanners used to be able to tell recruits like Velasquez that they could become citizens near the start of basic training. Now the new rules require green card holders on active duty to finish basic training and serve 6 months before naturalizing.
They're going to be treated as U.S. citizens even if they are permanent residents. And I'll tell you, in our formation, we're not going to know if you're a permanent resident or a U.S. citizen, and it's not going to matter.
Because of the change in Defense Department policy, U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services has closed offices at three Army bases. In an email, a spokeswoman said that military service is still a strong path to citizenship.
There are a few reasons why immigrants might be attracted to join the military.
Dr. Amy Lutz is an associate professor of sociology at Syracuse University. She says citizenship for themselves or a spouse are motivators for immigrants, but so is the chance to move up in the world.
The higher your socioeconomic status, the less likely you are to join the military.
What do you want to play now?
Go on the swing.
On a recent spring day, Velasquez spends time with his three-year-old daughter in the backyard of their Avondale home. Velasquez was the same age when he and his family came to the U.S.
My mom's always struggled in life.
Velasquez hopes joining the Army means his wife and children will never know that feeling. Serving was also one of his childhood dreams, and he hopes it will help him reach another goal, to become a firefighter.
I know I'll come back a better person, better than who I am now, more structured, more disciplined, more on point on things. And I think that's going to really help me out later in life.
Becoming a U.S. citizen is last on his list of reasons to join the Army, Velasquez says. And having to wait a little longer than he originally thought is no big deal. It'll still be shorter than naturalizing through family.
It doesn't bother me. I'm not in a rush.
Velasquez expects it will take another 6 to 8 months before he passes the background check. Then he'll leave his family here and go to basic training. If that timeline holds up, Velasquez could become a citizen by the end of 2019. Matthew Casey, KJZZ News, Phoenix.